All right, we really have a dangerous war escalation with Russia that's being pushed by U.S. members, U.S. congressional members, as well as Secretary of State Antony Blinken. And the change that has just been announced is that Ukraine will now be allowed to use U.S. weapons to launch strikes deep within Russian territory in order to strike energy facilities, logistics facilities, planning and operational bases, you know, more air bases, whatever, anything that Ukraine wants to hit. Now, Ukraine has been restricted from doing this before, where the U.S. said, yeah, you can use our weapons, but only to take back the Donbass territory, you know, fight Russia in Donbass, not to bomb Russia. But of course, Zelensky has been begging for permission to strike, you know, deeper targets. And the U.S. military-industrial complex, which of course owns Congress, well, along with the Zionists, you'd have to say, they are wanting to escalate the conflict. And then, of course, the Biden administration wants to escalate the conflict into World War III in order to have a bigger crisis and potentially cancel the election, print more money, you know, declare war, declare himself a dictator, just like Zelensky is a dictator. You notice that Zelensky's term as president has expired. Zelensky's no longer an elected official of Ukraine, it turns out. And what enabled him to stay in power without an election, even after his term expired? Oh, war with Russia. What do you know? It's a blueprint for America. But here's what they're not telling you. As all these warmongering members of Congress, all these warmongers in the State Department, in the Biden administration, they're not telling you that if we're going to play this game, Russia can strike targets much deeper into Europe, which provide logistics, support, supply, decision-making, military planning, and so on, to Ukraine. And that would include a whole lot of targets in none other than Poland. So if Ukraine wants to strike all these targets deep within Russia, with the U.S. saying, well, this is how we have to stop, you know, the fuel supply, the ammo supply, logistics and everything. Well, Russia is going to say, okay, all right, you want to play that game? Well, guess what? Yeah, it's now no restrictions on Russia striking targets in Poland or in Germany or in the UK, for that matter. Let's suppose that Ukraine launches some more UK-made Storm Shadow missiles and hits Russian naval vessels, which they have done successfully, or attacks the Kerch Bridge in Crimea. Well, Russia can say, okay, guess what? Those were Storm Shadow missiles, and now that we're playing this unrestricted warfare game, well, guess what? We're going to strike the Storm Shadow missile production facility, wherever that is in the UK. And I don't know where it is, but let's just say it's somewhere on the outskirts of London. Guess what? You know, kaboom. Maybe small tactical nuclear warhead, maybe thermobaric warhead, you know, medium range ballistic missile. Boom, that sector of London, gone. And it's Ukraine and it's the West, it's the US and the UK that opened that up, that said, oh, we want to play tit for tat now. We got the tits, you got the tats. Let's exchange kinetics. And Russia's like, okay, let's play. Launch, 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 you know, here we go. You want tits, we got tats. And then, of course, also it's US weapons that are being used primarily in Ukraine. It's not even UK weapons. It's mostly US weapons, such as the HIMARS systems and the Patriot air defense systems, whatever's left. I mean, Russia has destroyed almost everything that the US has sent over there, but there's still some things left. So it's US weapons. Well, Russia can just say, okay, so we're playing this game, so we have to bomb the US weapons manufacturing facilities in the continental United States. How do we do that? Well, intercontinental ballistic missiles, ICBMs, launch, launch, launch. And then, you know, poof. Well, there goes a city in Arizona, poof. There goes Colorado, poof. And what will members of Congress do then? They will say that we're the victims. Russia's war of aggression is expanding. They're now attacking us in our country. Well, you morons, you authorized the attack of Russia in their country. What did you think was going to happen? you got to love how Blinken and others are like, Russia's unprovoked war of aggression. As if just spontaneously out of the blue, Putin decided that he wanted to go to war with NATO and Ukraine for no reason at all. It's like Netanyahu saying that for some reason, spontaneously, the whole world became anti-Semitic. Just out of the blue, we don't even know why. Suddenly, there's just everybody hates Netanyahu. Yeah, as if Israel's mass killing of women and children in Gaza had nothing to do with the criticism of the Zionists. Wow. But this is a key tactic of the globalist deceivers. They try to erase the causes or erase their own complicity in whatever's going on. And they just want to pretend like, oh, it was unprovoked. We didn't do anything to Russia. Really? You didn't? You didn't break all the agreements that said you would never expand NATO eastward after the fall of the Berlin Wall, the Minsk Accords, all the other agreements and treaties? You didn't violate any of that stuff? Oh, you're not supposed to know about that stuff, where the U.S. lied, NATO lied and deceived and kept expanding more missile bases to threaten Russia, basically surrounded Russia's western regions with a bunch of missile batteries. And then followed by a claim that Russia's actions were unprovoked. Unprovoked. Yeah, really. The bottom line here is that Blinken, who is, let's face it, he is a pathetic, spineless Secretary of State who has no business serving in any such position. I mean, he's got no experience. He's got no knowledge. He's got no backbone. Nobody listens to him internationally. They make fun of him when he goes to, you know, China or Saudi Arabia or whatever. They laugh at him. They mock him. They don't even have high-level diplomats meet him at the tarmac after his plane lands. They're just like, this guy's a total clown. No respect. But Blinken is carrying out or continuing the policies of Victoria Nuland, the priestess of death, who is no longer with the federal government, but she's still spouting her fat mouth out there about how we should attack Russia, allow Ukraine to launch missiles deeper into Russia. So this is the Victoria Nuland policy that's being approved by Blinken. And this policy is an extension of the combined arrogance and ignorance of the West, especially the U.S. empire, which somehow thinks that it can still defeat Russia, still thinks that Russia is some backward nation, you know, a gas station with nukes, as they describe Russia. They still think that Russia has no capabilities to wage war somehow. They still think that Russia's economy is on the verge of collapse and that Western economic sanctions matter. They still think they can overthrow Putin with a CIA-led color revolution from inside Russia. So the Western leaders are delusional. They're living in a fantasy land. It's like geopolitical transgenderism. You know, the person says, oh, he's a man pretending to be a woman. Well, the U.S. empire is a pathetic loser nation pretending to be the leader of the world. It's like, okay, transgender geopoliticism. But guess what? Men can't have babies, and your pathetic collapsing empire actually can't rule the world, it turns out. And this is why these policies are so baffling to the Russians or the Chinese or anybody else in the world, the leaders of Turkey and so on. They're just baffled by this. It's like, what is wrong with these Western leaders? They're insane. They're not living in reality. They're not dealing with reality. They don't engage in negotiations at all. They don't engage in communications. You can't talk to them. All they do is run around threatening everybody. Like, do what we say or else. Or else what? Or else we bomb you. We sanction you. We assassinate you. We murder you. We kill you. We threaten you. Just like the 12 U.S. senators that are threatening the International Criminal Court. You know, a bunch of senatorial thugs. Like, if you charge Netanyahu, we're going to target you and your families. It's in a letter. We're going to target your families. We're going to sanction you. You will regret it. Don't try it. Signed by Senator Ted Cruz and others. It's unbelievable. But this is the only thing the U.S. knows is coercion and threats and violence. And that's why the U.S. government acts the same way towards its own people domestically. The way that the federal government treats Americans is the same way the federal government treats other nations around the world. Just bullying and coercion and threats nonstop. But the reason I mention all that is because this posture leads to escalation. This posture of the West, of being the world's bullies and using coercion and so on, this is not a posture that is conducive to de-escalation. It's not a posture of, hey, let's figure out some common ground, everybody, and see if we can all get along and maybe we can all benefit from, you know, trading with each other. You grow corn, we'll produce minerals, you have technology, we have medicine, let's just trade and we all benefit. No, nothing like that. It's like, you do what we say or we bomb you, we kill you, we sanction you. So as a result, Russia is reluctantly being dragged into the necessity of bombing Western countries. And this is all the design of the West. Remember that the West needs nuclear war with Russia. They need a bigger emergency, like I said earlier, to cancel the election, to declare a state of emergency domestically, to confiscate guns, cancel the First Amendment, cancel the Constitution, just live under a military dictatorship, right? So they need Russia to start nuking Western targets. That's what all of this is designed to do. So far, we've been very fortunate that Putin has been very restrained. Putin is not a hothead, unlike Medvedev and some others in the Putin administration. You know, sometimes they're playing good cop, bad cop, where Medvedev is the bad cop. He's like, we're going to nuke you. We're going to kill you. We're going to bomb your cities. And Putin's like, we will teach you a lesson on history. You know, it's just like everything's cool. Everything's more low-key with Putin, right? But eventually, even Putin's restraint is not going to be able to be sustained. At some point, as the provocations from the West get greater and greater, i.e., when Ukraine starts using long-range or longer-range U.S. weapons to start, let's say, bombing civilian airports in Russia, you know, launching missiles into Moscow and just hitting, destroying residential buildings in Moscow, let's say, or hospitals in Moscow, there's going to be so much domestic pressure for retaliation that it's going to be increasingly difficult for Putin to be chill about this. He's going to have to escalate in his response, and that's exactly what the West wants. And so the first time Putin launches a medium range attack and hits, let's say, some cities in Poland or military bases in Poland, more likely ammo depots, things like that. Well, then NATO will say, oh, my God, we're all under attack. Look, just like we warned, as soon as Ukraine falls, they're coming for us. We have to go to DEFCON 1. You know, red alert, launch nukes. That's exactly what the West wants. They want to be able to engineer this crisis. And probably they're going to succeed in that, which probably means that, and I'm serious about this, that there is a very high chance that we will be in a nuclear world war before Election Day, before November. I hope that's not the case. I hope cooler heads prevail. And frankly, if Putin will just absorb some strikes and not retaliate, that will actually, I don't know if he's going to do that, but if he chooses to do that, that can prevent escalation into World War III. I don't know if he has enough political capital or even if that's what he wants to do, but if he has the discipline to do that, he could prevent the escalation. Now, the West will not be preventing the escalation. The West will try to provoke Russia in every way imaginable, including, by the way, carrying out more domestic terrorism attacks inside Russia, like the Crocus Theater terrorist attack that took place a few months back. That was probably coordinated by Western forces working through proxies. You know, it's probably a CIA operation. We don't know for sure, but that seems to be what it was. Expect more of that to happen, and expect more long-range missiles to be sent to Ukraine. Now, I don't know how much ammo the West even has remaining in terms of any kind of missiles, HIMARS or otherwise. I don't know. And remember that HIMARS has different types of ammo that it can launch, or different kinds of missiles. Some are shorter range and some are longer range. And so even though it's the same launch battery, it's different missiles, in essence, that have different ranges. So it could be that the U.S. has been holding back the longer range ammo, and now they're going to ship that over there and let Ukraine start hitting targets much deeper into Russia. Again, that's going to have catastrophic consequences for the West. And by the way, do not forget that there are leaders in Russia who said a few months ago, and I forgot the names of the people who said this, but they said that they thought it would be a good idea to just nuke one city in Western Europe as a reminder. As a reminder to the West of what nuclear war is like. Just nuke one city, and like, this is a warning. Here, giant mushroom cloud. Check it out. See how this looks, because this is coming to all your cities if you don't stop with this provocation. Now, I doubt that's going to happen. You know, the international condemnation against Russia would be so loud. Even China would condemn it. By the way, China doesn't want to see global nuclear war. You know, China wants the world to buy more stuff made in China. And if everybody's dead from fallout, then people can't buy more stuff made in China. So China actually wants the population of the world to continue to exist and also to become more wealthy so they can buy more stuff. So Russia is very unlikely to risk the wrath of China and the international condemnation by launching the first nuke. But if the West launches a nuke, Russia will retaliate with probably hundreds of nukes, if not 1,000+. So if the West is dumb enough to try to provoke using nuclear artillery, let's say, sort of low-yield nuclear weapons that are sometimes called tactical nuclear weapons, what are their yields? Like in the 2 kiloton range, something like that, 2 to 5 kilotons, you know, a fraction of Hiroshima, but still very devastating to the local area. If the West decides to do that, then it's probably over for the West. So remember, we are a nation, we, America, we are a nation run by criminal psychopaths. They did not win the election in 2020. They do not have legitimate democratic power because they rigged the election. They're not qualified to be in their positions of power, not in the State Department, not Homeland Security, which is run by Mayorkas, who is a traitor to America, who's actually funding mass invasion of the United States of America. None of these people are qualified. None of them have positive intent. None of them are keeping the oaths that they swore to uphold. None of them are allies of America, and none of them are legitimate. So think about that. It's not even that the United States of America is at war with Russia. It's that this criminal cabal of imposters is at war with Russia. And that same cabal is at war with America. So we're all being attacked by the same thing. It's the same criminal entity that is at war with the world. So keep that in mind and prepare accordingly. You're going to need to be well prepared for the possibility of nuclear war, a financial collapse, rigged elections, and so much more. So stay informed. Keep watching my interviews and listening to my broadcast daily at Brighteon.com. Check out our articles at naturalnews.com. Use our decentralized nuclear war resilient social media network that runs on blockchain and doesn't have central servers at all. That's called Brighteon.io. And download our AI language models, and we have new ones coming, at Brighteon.ai. And then our hosted social media site is Brighteon.social, which does have central servers, and it's a very thriving community. And of course, you can support us by visiting our online store, healthrangerstore.com. And every purchase there helps support our efforts to build the infrastructure of human freedom so that you can navigate and survive the world war that has already begun. Thank you for listening. God bless you all. Take care. I've got some great news. We have some exciting new products at healthrangerstore.com and some old favorites that are back in stock. Let me show you what we have. If you'll go to the camera here on the desk, we've got quercetin that is now available, plant-based quercetin, which is extremely popular right now. Check it out, healthrangerstore.com. We've got pine needle nasal spray, which is made from the loblolly pine that is very high naturally in shikimic acid. And I actually harvested those pine needles myself, by the way. So that's a really exciting project. I won't travel without it, by the way. I mean, even public speaking, I always use that to rinse my nasal passages, you know, before going out in public. We've also got back in stock now laundry detergent powder. And remember that we don't use any toxic fragrance chemicals of any kind. We don't use any harmful ingredients that harm aquatic species or the environment or the waterways or anything like that. If you want laundry detergent that's clean for you and clean for the environment, then you can get that at healthrangerstore.com. Blueberry vanilla pancake mix powder that is a fan favorite. We keep running out of that. We've got that back in stock. We have a 7-seed snack mix now that has this combination of really high nutrition seeds. This is going to be a very popular product. You can add it to cereals. You can add it to mixes. Or you can eat it as a snack all by itself. I know people are going to love that one. We've also got chaga mushroom powder back in stock there as well. And a few other products. Check out our website, healthrangerstore.com. And there you'll see the specials that we have. You'll see right there is the Memorial Day specials that we have. We've got lots of things back in stock. We're able to offer discounts from time to time. And new products are coming in regularly. And of course, every purchase that you make at healthrangerstore.com helps support our infrastructure, what we're building for you, the platforms for freedom of speech like Brighteon.io, the free downloadable AI language model tools at Brighteon.ai, helps fund this platform, the free speech video platform, Brighteon.com, as well as naturalnews.com and other efforts that we're undertaking. Everything that we do is designed to support the infrastructure of human freedom. We want you to be healthy. We want you to be well off. We want you to live with abundance and inspiration and with a sense of optimism about the future, which I know is difficult these days given all the insanity in the world, but one of the things that helps you the most is staying healthy. And that's why we do laboratory testing, extensive testing for all the products that we sell at our store. And that's why we choose clean, organic, certified organic raw materials, ingredients for all of our products. So again, shop at healthrangerstore.com. You'll be doing yourself, your health a favor while also financially supporting us so that we can continue to build the infrastructure of human freedom that benefits you and everyone around you. And thank you so much for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and the Health Ranger Store. And God bless you all. Have a wonderful day. Take care.